it says, Bechalal Cherev, that somebody was killed through a sword. Now, we dashin Cherev Hareyo Kechalal. But any time a sword, or Slav Davka sword, any piece of metal, when it touches the mace, there's a chiddush that the metal gets the same tumor like the mace himself. So if a metal touches the mace, just like the mace is Avia Voisa tumor, if somebody touches the mace, he becomes an Ava tumor. The same thing the sword. The sword is also now an Avia Voisa tumor, and if somebody touches the sword, he becomes an Ava tumor. And who adin? If let's say a man touched the mace, so the man now becomes an Ava tumor. If a sword touches this man, the sword not only is a rishon, but it retains the same din like the tumah mace. It's also an avat tumah. That's what we're talking about now. We're talking about this candlestick now touched the tumah mace. So this candlestick itself became an avat tumah now. Just like the person that touched the mace is an avat tumah, the candlestick is also an avat tumah. Therefore, lay avat tumah. Ugesavas, now Rabbi Kiva is saying a tremendous chiddush now. Ugesavas shlishi hishem now. That first we're talking about oil that a tful yom touched. A tful yom made the shemen for a shlishi l'tumah. Is mutal atfais orishon. Now you're allowed to put the shemen into a candlestick that the candlestick has is an avatumah. So when the shemen touches the candlestick, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. So you're being meister so much tumah on the shemen. Not only are you making the sheni, you're even making the rishon. That we don't hear from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina's kind of kanamoni said it's mutter to make a shlishi into a sheni. We have a key to saying a bigger chiddush. You're allowed to make a shlishi into a rishon tumah. Yeah. The top Rashi says, Bechlal cherev, hekish cherev lechlal, matchis. The Torah says that the metal sword is doima like the mace himself. Shenoga the mace. Hareyu avi avois atumah. When the sword touches the mace, it becomes avi avois atumah. Kemeis ta'atzmoy. Ukeshenoga betome mace. When this sword touches just a person that touched the mace, he's only an avatumah. Is hareyu avatumah. The sword, the metal also becomes an avatumah. Kemahu. Just like the person he touches. Since exerts a cost of whom? The matris. His rational and numerous mashmah is not only a sword, now any piece of metal is this way. As a chiddush, any time metal touches the mace, it doesn't go a one down, but has exact same tumah what it touched. Eitz tumas mace. Lo eitz shat tumas, but not to get to other tumas. If a sheretz, that's an avat tumah, touches a matchis, a piece of metal, avat of the metal only becomes a rishon tumah. Then it does go down one madrega. It's only exact a kosev when metal touches a mace, or else a tumah mace. But if you touch any other tumah, sheretz or a nida or a zav, if they touch a matchis, it only becomes a rishon tumah. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva here. So the Mishnah talking about the candlestick was a avat tumah, so it makes now the shemen into a rishon tumah. So that's the chiddush. You can make a shlishi into a rishon. Fred Gemara. Oh, my duchkud Rabbi Yehuda. Luyuk my bnei Asher matchis. Who forced Rabbi Yehuda to say pshat in the Mishnah? Say pshat in Rabbi Kiva. We're talking about a nair, a candlestick that's made out of metal. Nukma bnei Asher cheres. No, maybe the candlestick in the Mishnah is talking about a cheres, an earthly one. That doesn't have this chiddush of cheref areika chalal. That it doesn't become an avatuma. The candlestick. Or the zoya my hoisif. So who then the kashriz? If the candlestick only touch, if it's a kli cheres, an earthly kli. Now a person that's an avatuma, a tummy mace. When he touches it, he only makes it for rishon l'tumah. So the kashriz was then when you put the shemen into it, the shemen now becomes a shein l'tumah. So the kashya was, we already heard this from Rabbi Chanina. That was the first chiddush in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to make a shlishi into a sheni. What's Rabbi Kiva be meister? So the moral answer, you know, it's telling me a big chiddush. You know what he's telling us more than the first one? Well, my hoisif, dilu hasam tomei v'tomei. Before they were both mamish tomei. A basa kachim, that the shlishi is tomei. Tomei means, if it touches something else, it can metam to something else. Because by kachim, the klal is, there's even a revi'i l'tumah. That means if something only has a third step of tumah, when it touches something else, it makes it for a V. So we're talking about, the Chanina Chanakana was talking about, that this meat was tumah. It was already tumah. Your shlishi is also called tumah. Now when you're touching it to a rishon tumah, true, you're making it into a shein tumah, but it was already tumah before. That's one chiddush. So I can hear, since that meat has a din tumah on it, so therefore, you can myself make it a little bit more tummy. Even though before it was only a shlishi, now you can make it into a sheni. But shlishi is also called tummy by kachim. Mashenkin by truma, no. Vil locham. Rabbi Kiva is talking about truma. Puzzle the tummy. The locha by truma is the furthest it goes is a shlishi. When a tful yom touches truma, he makes it a psul. psul means it's a shlishi, and it can't go further. A shlishi does not make revi by truma. So here's a tremendous chiddush. This shemen right now is not even really tamei. It doesn't have a koyach in it to matama something else. It's only pusul. It's at the last stage you can get. Now, when it touches a rishon tumah, let's say this candlestick was a kli cheris, and it's only a rishon tumah. So true, when the shemen goes inside, it only becomes a sheni. But here's a tremendous chiddush, because a sheni by truma is called tamei. A sheni could make a shlishi. Mashenka and a shlishi is only called pusul. So maybe here it's called you're eating too much. Maybe this should be awesome. Like, since the shemen is only pusul, it's not even tamei. Maybe you can't make it into a tamei. Kamash malon, that alone is mutter. But that's a tremendous chiddush. You have the Gemara, so that's the Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda. How did Rabbi Yehuda know to learn Pshat in the Mishnah? We're talking about a metal candlestick. Maybe we're talking about now a Kli Cheres. And the Chiddush is that by Truma, even though a Shlishi is only Pusul, not really Tomei, still you can make it into a Sheni. As the Gemara knows, Rabbi Yehuda had a Raya. Omar Rava Masnisek Shisei. Rabbi Yehuda, it says that Rabbi Kiva had a Kasha and a Mishnah. Or Rabbi Yehuda had a kashan on Mishnah. My era, why does the Mishnah say the Tani Ner Shinifta B'Tamei Meis? Why do you have to say that the candlestick got received its Tamei from a Tamei Meis? Like, what did I talk that the Avatum was a Tamei Meis for? Nisni Shinifta B'Sheretz. Take a different Avatum. Why does the Mishnah have to say the Avatum was a Tamei Meis? Let's say this candlestick now became Tamei from a Sheretz. Yeah, so, and then, according to you, it'll be the same halacha. The Sheretz made the candlestick into a Rishon HaTumah. Now the candlestick is making the Shemen into a Sheni, and the Chiddush is, even though before it was only Pusul, you're allowed to make a Tamei. Why did the Mishnah without to say no? The candlestick became Tamei from a Tamei Meis? Ela, Ezel Dover, Shechaluka Tumasoi, Ben Tumas Meis L'Sheretz. What is the thing that makes a difference between Tamei Sheretz and Tamei Meis? What is it? Heviyayim is a matris, like metal. Metal, a material like metal, there's a difference. Where the metal touches the sheretz, it only becomes a rishon l'tumah, like anything else. But there's a new gzeras hakasim. When a metal thing touches a mace, it becomes the same din like the mace itself. If it touches the mace mamish, the metal now becomes avi havois hatumah. If it touches a person that touched the mace, so that person is an avatumah. If he touches now a piece of metal, that metal also becomes an avatumah. So that's why the Mishnah B'davka talks about a ton of mace. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda learned that was Pshat Rabbi Akiva. That we're talking about them candlestick here was a Tamei, touched a Tamei Meis, was a metal one. Therefore, it became an Avatumah. It became an Avatumah when you put the Shemen now into the candlestick, it makes the Shemen into a Rishon HaTumah. So that's the big Chiddush that Rabbi Akiva is saying, more than the Mechaninus Chanakahanim. So the Chanina was only saying you're allowed to make a Shlishi into a Sheni. But he didn't say it's mutter to make it into a rishon. Maybe that's awesome. Rabbi Akiva is the most of no. Even to make a shlishi into a rishon, also it's mutter. How does it become a rishon? Because this candlestick was a metal one. And the metal one touched a ton of mace. So the metal one became also an avatumum. So if you put something inside it, it becomes a rishon tumum. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though you're making it for a rishon tumum, still it's mutter. Since right now you're going to burn the two things, you're burning the shem and trumum, you're not going to use it. So since you're burning it, you're allowed to be mice of a little bit tumah while you're burning it. Yeah. Amar Rava, so Rava says now, Shema Mina, we hear from this Chiddush from Yehuda, Rashi Midikoma, Rashi, Shema Mina, from the fourth line from the big lines. Shema Mina, Midikoma Hoisif. We have a Kiva, since Rabbi Kiva said a big Chiddush that you can add more tumah, Ksava Tumas Mashkin, Letome Yacherim Diraisihi. That Tomei Mashkin, something that's wet, when it touches something else, it's Metamrit Midiraisa. Udoloi Kahani Tanoin, not like some Tanoin, the Pirkan, the Yomla Kamon, Shein Mashkin Metamei Oichamin Atari Elamid Rabbonin. There's a man, the Yomla later, we'll soon see in 2 blocks from now, that water, Mashkin, never has a Kerch Midiraisa to Metamrit something else. The Mashkin itself could be Mekabal Tomei, could become Tomei. But when it's Tomei, it has no Kerch to Metamrit something else Midiraisa. There's such a man, the Yomla later. I have a Raya now from now Mishnah, but Kiva holds not like that. So the Gemara my Rava. Shema Mina from now Mishnah, I have a Raya, Ksavar of Akiva, that Akiva holds, Tumas Mashkin. That's like here, this oil. The oil is called a mashka, it's called a liquid. When this oil becomes Tomei, you should know, it has a Din Tumor on it, Letamei Acherim Diraisam. That if this Shemen now, like we're saying now the Mishnah, we're talking about the Shemen went into a metal candlestick. that was an Ava Tumor on it. So it made the oil for Rishon L'Tumah. Now that the oil is a Rishon L'Tumah, if it touches an Eichel, it can make that Eichel for Shein L'Tumah. This is Midiraisa. Even though there's a man the Yom later that says, no, not like this. But our Avaraya from Rabbi Akiva holds like this, that Midiraisa, Mashkem, could be Metam and Eichel. Midiraisa. Why? The Isakodai of the Rabbonin, if you're going to tell me it's only Midirabbonin, that a Mashkem is some liquid like oil, when it becomes Tummy, if it touches something else, it's only midirabbonin that it could be metamrit michti. Let's see. Hainer, this candlestick. Maiko mahanya lahai shemin. What did this candlestick do to this shemin? We're saying now the shemin up until now, what was the shemin? A tful yom touched it. So the shemin up until now was posel. That means it itself is tummy, but it can't be metam with something else, because that's the aloha. By truma, a shlishi cannot go further. Shlishi is the last thing. Right? So, hi there, this candlestick, Maiko Mahanya Lai Shemin. What did it add to this oil? Elias Sulegufam, if you can tell me now that you put this oil into the candlestick, it makes it for reaching the tumult. So it's passing its goof that you can't use the Shemin anymore. So the Maraha Possible Bakoi? It was already possible before. We're talking about such a Shemin that its full yom touched it. A tful yom, someone that was tummy, even though he went to the mikvah, they gave it to truma. The tumah does not go off him until it comes nighttime, until heres shemesh. Up until nighttime, he's still called a tummy digger person. That when he touches truma, he passes it. So the shemen is possible anyway. Apostle Mekoi, elamai what? You want to tell the churis be meisif that it makes that the candlestick now makes the shemen a rishon tumah. What is it, Mogeh, that's a Rishon L'Tumah, that it has a koyach now in it, that if it touches something else, it could be metam of something else. So Mishlei, Rabbi Kiva holds that Mashke could be metam of something else, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though you're passing now the Shemin, and making it for Rishon L'Tumah, you're giving it such a big koyach now, that it touches something else, that makes a Shein L'Tumah, it didn't have that yet, so that's the Chiddush, that even though you're giving it more than it had before, still it's mutam. But this is going to tell me Rabbi Kiva holds that the other man, the Yom there, that Mashke liquid doesn't have any kayach in it when it touches something else to metamrit. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What do I care? You put the shem in the kli. That's an avatumah. So what? It makes it for rishon tumah. By Mashke, there's no mind of a rishon tumah. By Mashke, it means nothing. And the mind, according to Rabbi Kiva, Mashke means something. A Mashke has a kayach to go by to. And for the Gemara, no. What's the raya? Me mind. I'll tell you no. Even at the man the Yom later that says Midiraisa, Mashke can't be Matama something else, but Avadi's Maidi Midirabonin it does. Midirabonin, a Mashke oil, could be Matama something else. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah telling Rabbi Kiva is in the Rabbonin, the Galachis. That Midirabonin now, when this Shemin up until now was only a Shlishi, it had no Koyach even Midirabonin to Matama Vaita later, or more. Mashenka, now when it goes into this metal candlestick, that's an Ava Tumah, it makes the Shemin for Rishon L'Tumah. Midirabbanan now gave it a big koyach, it added something to it, that now it has a koyach to make a Shein L'Tumah. But maybe it's only Midirabbanan. What's the right Midiraisam? Maybe it's only Midirabbanan. And that's his kasha.
Yes, the Gemara. My Michael Mahani Lahaish. He goes to you.
More even the Rabbanan, I'll tell you, no, that can't be. Even Midirabbanan, if you tell me now the Chiddush is in Din of the Rabbonins, that Midirabbonin, when this Shemin goes into this candlestick, it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, so you're adding Tumah onto it, my Yiribi Avatumah, what do you have to say the candlestick was Mekabel Tumah? From an Avatumah, and like we're saying now, it's a metal one, that the candlestick itself is still an Avatumah, Afilu Barishon V'Sheni Nami, even if the candlestick was a Rishon L'Tumah or a Sheni L'Tumah, it will be the same aloch in the Rabbonins. While the Sheni Nami Tchilehevi, there's aloch by Mashkin, the Midrabbonin, anytime you have something liquid, when it touches a Tomatika thing, even if that thing is a Rishon L'Tumah or a Sheni L'Tumah, Midrabbonin Mashka water always becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. That's a Chumrah the Rabbonin made by water, any liquid type, any Shemin. The Tanan we learned, Kol HaPoysel Esatruma. This is in the Yud Ches Devarim we had in Mishnah and in Shabbos. That the Rabbanan made certain gzeris that your hands become a Shein L'Tumah, must a person's hands, that even though Midiraisa it's Torah, Midirabbanan it's Tumah, unless you wash your hands. So if your hand touches Truma, it makes it for Shein L'Tumah. Your hand is a Tumah. Kol HaPoyseles HaTruma is Alocha Metama Mashkin. When your hands touch liquid water, Liyos Tchila, it makes the maskim rabbanon on the rishon l'tumah. Has any type of a tumah, even a rishon or a shein l'tumah, when it touches maskeh midrabbanon, it makes that maskeh into rishon l'tumah. Chutz mitzvuyoyin. A chutz a tzvuyoyin. If a tzvuyoyin, if he touches maskeh, there the rabbanon didn't make any gzeiris. There the maskeh does not become a rishon l'tumah. But that's the kasha. If the Mishnah is talking about tumah rabbanon, so what do you got to tell me a chiddush? That you're allowed to burn this shemen and put it into a candlestick. That the candlesticks are not tumah, that a touch of tumah mace. No. I have the same chiddush, even if the candlestick is only a shein of the tumah. Let's say the candlestick only touched the rishon of the tumah. So the candlestick now is a shein of the tumah. But when you put this oil inside the candlestick, midrabbanon, the shem and the mashke becomes a rishon of the tumah. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Up until now, this mashke, the shemen, was only a shlish of the tumah. Now, midrabbanon, you're making it for rishon of the tumah. So if you're telling me now the chiddush of the Mishnah is only in the rabbanons, that's very shver. The Mishnah didn't have to say we're talking about an avat tumah. They could have said we're talking about a shein of the tumah. Because midrabbanon, any type of a tumah, shein of the tumah, when it touches water or shemen, any mashke, it makes it for rishon of the tumah. So Elamai Saraya, Zotimara, Elam, Shimamina the Uraisi. No, Avada Mishnah is not talking about the Rabbanon de Kalochis, it's talking about the Uraisi de Kalochis. That's what Rabbi Kiva said a Chiddush. When? That we're talking about this candlestick now is the Meta one. Since it's the Meta one, it's Vedavka talking about where it touched the Tomei Mace. So the candlestick itself is an Avatoma. Now the Chiddush is when you put the Shem and this oil, that's only a Shlish in the Tumma, when you put it into the candlestick now makes it for a rishon l'tumah. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Even though you're adding tumah onto truma, and the derais of posh, you're not allowed to do that. If you have truma, you're not allowed to be matamrit mua. But that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Without you going to burn the truma anyway, you don't have to be makbid while you're burning it, even though you're adding tumah onto it. How are you adding tumah onto it? That up until now was only a shlish l'tumah. The fact you're taking this truma and pouring it into this candlestick, which is an avatumah, the avatumah is making it for rishon l'tumah. So the question was, what do you mean it's a rishon l'tumah? There's a man the yom later that says that by liquid, when it becomes tameh, it has no keach to matam or anything later. It's like there's no din rishon, no din sheni by liquid. A liquid can only become tameh, that's all. It can't go weiter. So then the kasha was, so what's the chiddush of Rebbe Kiva then? Up until now, this shemen was also posel. It's full yam tafsit. Now that you put it into this kli matchis, this metal candlestick, it good, it becomes a rishon l'tumah, but at that man the yomah, that midiraisa, mashka can't go further, so there's no chiddush. That's the raya, no. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like that man the yomah. Rabbi Kiva holds that a mashka, when it becomes tumah midiraisa, it has a keach to matam with something else. So there was a tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva saying, that even though you're taking the shemen shel truma, that was only a shlishi, and now you're putting it into a candlestick, that's an avatumah, and it's making the shemen mamish into a rishon, that this rishon could make a sheni, could make a shlishi, still it's mutter. Without you doing it, the shas for yurei, still it's mutter. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. Let's just see this last Rashi. The Tanan. Most in the middle is big lines. The Tanan, kol ha'poisel es ha'truma, kol hani demastin ha'perketi es ha'shabes. Kabi shmoy nosa dover 18 gezeres they made. They should gozer aleim teirah shniim. The rabbanim made certain things that are zesheni l'tuma. Or lifsel es ha'truma mitamin mashkin. If these things touch water, afilu chulin. Even if it's regular water, liyos tchila, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. Chutz mitzvul yom shepoisel truma min ha'teirah or gezeres ha'kosavi. Or Makom Makom's Rashi Glisha Tumadi Day. Legazim Bei Lassus Mashkin Tchila. The Endivra Teretz Rikin Chizik. Hey, when a Tful Yom touches something, that's Midiraisa. So in the Raisa, the Rabbanon don't have to make a Chizik. Mashen came, but when a Tumah Midirabbanon only touches Mashkia, the Rabbanon made a Chumrah that it becomes a Rishon Tumah. Rashi Mishum De Mashkin Aluda Makabot Tumah. Water or Mashkia liquid is very easy to Makabot Tumah. Or Mahi Ali Lawson, why is it so easy? She mekavlin tumah b'lei hechsher. Water, liquid is different than a food. A solid thing can never be mekabel tumah unless first you have hechsher. First you have to have water go upon the peri, go upon the food, and then if a sheretz touches it's mekabel tumah. But by water you don't need that. Bal pshita, water itself is liquidy. So if a sheretz touches a mashke, it's mekabel tumah without any hechsher. So that's why water, mashke, is called olul. It's very easy to mekabel tumah. Therefore, gozra leim chaymer harvei, sheyer kahanim nazarim l'shoymim. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a lot of gzeiros l'gayet tamashkim, water or liquid, that the kahanim should watch themselves from it. Strash yelosh shemamina. Since Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says the Chiddush is that you're making the Shema now for a Rishon Midiraisa, Shema Mino Letumuya Cherim. Avada, this Shema now, when it's Tomei, it has the Kerch to go further and be Matama something else. For the Asoysen Shein Midiraisa, comma. That Avada Midiraisa could go further. Here Rashi says the Kalal. Kol say the Tumi is like this. The Av, if you have an Avat Tumah, the Klal is, if it touches something, Oysa Rishon. It makes the second thing into Rishon a Tumah. When a Rishon touches something else, Sheini B'chulim. Even the Gehet Chulin, our food, if a Rishon touches a Sheini, it becomes a Sheini L'tumah Midiraisa. That's how far Chulin goes. V'suloi. If a Sheini, our food, a Sheini L'tumah touches something else, it doesn't make a Shlish L'tumah. Now, V'Sheini B'Shlishi B'Trumah. Mashen came by Truma, that's a Gzeras HaKosev, you have a Shlishi. If a Sheini L'tumah touches Truma, it makes it a Shlishi, but not more. O Shlishi Revi'i B'Kodesh. Mashen came by Kodeshim, that's the furthest. By Kodeshim, then this meat that has Kedushu on it, if a Shlishi touches it, it becomes Revi'i L'tumah. Kulim Midiraisu B'Pirkin. All these Tumas, Arisha and Sheini, Shlishi Revi'i, for all these different halachas on Midiraisu, and Mitzvah will soon have Sukkim, how we know each one of them. That's the Yisrael, these are the Klolim of Tumah. That for Chulin, you only have a Sheini, for Truma, there's another one, a Shlishi, and for Kodshim, you have even a Revi'i L'Tumah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Omer Rab Meir Medivrayim Lamadnu. For Rab Meir says, after we heard over these two Klolim of Rab Chananya, and Rab Akivi said, from you two I learned, that what? That you're allowed to burn Truma to Hoira with Truma to Meir. That was Rab Meir's tremendous Chiddush. Get Omer Rab Meir, Medivrayim Lamadnu, Shasar from Truma to Hoira, not to Meir. The Pesach. You're allowed to burn like an Erev Pesach, Truma Torah with Truma Tumeyah. Even though the Torah Dika Truma is Mamish Torah, when you're burning it together with the Tumeyah, you Mamish be Matamrit, the Churat Anissi, the Raisam, still he said it's Mutter. So Amri Rav Yosef, the Mishnah of Yosef said back to him, Eine Yamida, you have no Raya from the Chanina and from Rekiva. Now the Chanina and Rekiva is not talking about that one was Torah, they're talking about one was a Shlishi, one was a Sheini, and you're making it now from a Shlishi to a Sheini, from a Shlishi to a Rishon, that's all. But they were both Tumim when you started out with. That's what they're being makom. But if you have a Mamish, Truma Tahira, that had no Tumran altogether, where's the Raya that you have a right to burn it with something that's Tumay, to make a Tardikadak Tumay, that you have a Raya? Thus, like Rabbi Yosef Tremeya. So Rabbi Yosef's time is very good. Where did Rabbi Yosef see in our Mishnah, you're allowed to burn these two together, a Tardikadak? So the Gemara, Midirayim Deman. Like, what was Rameyah's Havamina? Where did Rameyah see this, that you're allowed to burn Truma Torah with Tumeyah? Elayma Midivir Rebbe Chanina's Kanakanim. If you want to say, learn it from the first man, the Yomel, Midami. How could you, is one like the other one? Hosem Tomei V'Tomei. Rebbe Chanina's Kanakanim was talking about, Yad Bosa Kochim, that was a Shlish of the Tumah. And it's now touching a Rish of the Tumah. But they're both Tomei. Hocha Tor V'Tomei. But here you're telling me you're allowed to burn Truma Torah with Tumeyah. Who said that? Where do you say that from Chanina? Here's Mamash and Yisrael Yiraisa to be in the time of the Truma Torah. What's the right? You have a right to burn together. Like, you don't have to burn it together. You can burn them separately. You want to say it's mutter to burn them together. Who said so? El is like the Gemara, Midibri of Akiva. I'll tell you, here's the Chiddush from the Akiva. For the Gemara also, Midami, is it like one to the other? Hosam Sul V'Tomei. We're talking about good, the Shemin, we're talking about a Tzvul Yerim touch. It's Postle, it's a Shlishi. But our Kolponim, it's not Tor, it's a Postle. So the Postle of Shemin is touching the Tomei. Habahocha Tor V'Tomei. But here you're telling me you're allowed to burn Mamish Truma Torah that has no Tum at all. Where's the Raya? Maybe you're not allowed to. Now the Gemara name Ksav Rameya, I'll tell you, maybe Rameya learned Shana our Mishnah like this. Mas Nisin V'Yav HaTum of Yeraita. Uvlad HaTum of the Rabbonin. Maybe we're talking about our Mishnah in Rebbe Chanina's Kanakanim, where he said that a bossa that was tummy from the Vlad Atome is touching another bossa from the Avatoma, that it's mutter. Now, what does it mean the meat touched the Vlad Atoma? We learned it means it touched the Rishon Atoma, that the meat was a Sheini. Yeah? But I call upon him Midiraisa. So maybe no. Maybe we may have learned that the Vlad Atoma in the Mishnah was only the Rabbonim Dikatoma, which means the Midiraisa Tor Malya. Really, Midiraisa, this piece of meat is Tor Lagamri. It didn't touch a Tomei Gezach Midiraisa. It only touched something Midirabonin. But Moshe was saying Mashkim. There's a locha Mashkim, water becomes Tomei Midirabonin. So maybe that water that was Tomei Midirabonin fell upon this meat. So this meat now good as a Shein L'Tomei Midirabonin. But I call upon a Midiraisa, it's Torah Gomer. And still Rav Chanina said, you're allowed to burn it with the piece of meat that's Tomei Midiraisa. So you see, you're allowed to burn Midiraisa Tomei with Torah together. Maybe that was Rav Meir's Raya. Fred the Gemara, I'm a Zoya, might have been the Raya.